So what's the plan? Like, what should people who are listening do?
Planning's really important, and it is complex. And there are a lot of reasons why people may not plan.
That's right. They fall into a few areas. Folks just procrastinate, and folks lack motivation. But then you do have the psychological component to it, which is the feeling of anxiety and feeling overwhelmed. You talked about it in your intro. Where do you start? There's so much. And then finally, we go again to the cultural component. We are a youth-obsessed society.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that the avoidance on this would be enormous. And also, there's always like a family system involved. So if I wanted to talk to my mom about her health and how she wanted to leave the world, I would kind of have to talk to my brothers, and I'd have to talk to her. And everybody has different personalities and different willingness to go there and different tolerance for this extremely uncomfortable conversation, which touches on all this the heaviest stuff there is.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll comment on that to say planning is really a twofer, right? There's a great upside, and planning helps prevent the downside. So on the upside, having the plan can create the great sense of security that we talked about, just peace of mind for those later chapters. So this brings me to loss aversion, which can actually be even more persuasive. So imagine you were presented with, oh, I could lose $1,000, or I could gain $1,000. You're probably going to feel more acutely about, oh, no, I might lose $1,000.
Especially Kelly.
No, I keep a tight budget, all right?
See, thinking about old friends, they really know you.
And so as you are planning, the feeling is that avoiding that situation is so helpful, because too often families are having to make decisions during times of crisis. Someone's fallen, and now the family is scrambling, trying to figure out how to move forward. And then you can imagine these are very complex issues. People are trying to make decisions with limited information very quickly, and that's creating poor communication and family dysfunction.
Yeah, I think about cognitive load.
Right.
Like if everybody's healthy at the table and there's no pressing issue, there's no immediate crisis, your cognitive load is so much lower, and therefore you just have more of your wits about you to have this kind of detached conversation about these possible, likely future moments. But once crisis hits, there's too much emotion in the room, and you're just, and that's going to decrease the odds that you're going to have a productive conversation about these critical issues.
Absolutely.
So getting ahead of it is the thing. And doing it in a moment where there is no imminent threat can be super helpful. Can you go through like the list of stuff that you want people to talk to their parents about?
Yes, this was edifying when we went through our certified senior advisor training, and we've identified 12 key areas.
Lay them on her.
We've got housing.
Yes.
Health, care management, finance, legal, insurance, family support, information management, social connection, creative living, final arrangements, and a survivor's guide. And we thought intentionally about each one of them because we felt like if anyone was missing, the rest could fall apart.
Reminds me of our logo. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
The Silver Path logo is actually symbolic of this holistic plan in the sense that it is a large oak tree with some beautiful branches, and those branches represent the various components of the plan surrounded by a root. And so the root is the holistic plan around each component.